Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope your day is going well. Currently 64 degrees outside. We'll have some rain moving through the area a little bit later on. And joining us in studio this morning for Greenside Up, we have a David Scrotz and Kara Comstock. And ladies, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's good to have you guys in studio today. And David, we'll go over and start with you before we get to your subject of the day, though. Do have a couple of programs going on, correct?
Yes, we do. One of them is actually today, the Wheat Field Day at the K-State Research and Extension Center in Parsons is happening today. Registration is from 8 to 9. So if you're looking for something to do on this rainy day, you still have time to make it over there. And they'll have a lot going on today. They'll be covering different wheat varieties they've been trying out at the research station, as well as soil health and a variety of other topics. And then coming up next week, next Wednesday, I'll be doing a workshop on raising backyard chickens at the Fab Lab in Independence. And that is at 10 o'clock, and you can attend that one virtually or in person, and you can call our Independence office to RSVP for that. And later that day, Wendy Powell will be doing a workshop that's titled Grilling Greatness, and that's just over picking out your cuts of meat for the grill and really like how to get the most bang for your buck, and going over some common questions there. And then Holly will also be doing a little bit on food safety concerns to keep in mind as we're getting into barbecue season. And then next Thursday and Friday, we'll be doing the youth tractor safety training. And this is training is required for 14 and 15 year olds who want to work off their family farm to get certified. It is open to youth of all ages. Younger than 14, they can complete the training. They just can't do the driving course and become certified. And there is a cost for that. It's $10, and that's just to help cover materials. And then lunch will be provided both days, and that will be from 8 to 2 o'clock. And if you want more information on that, you can also call our Independence office or any of our offices, and they can put you in contact with us.
Yeah, we've been talking about the summer grilling season here. That's been kind of like our questions all week. The first day we said hamburgers or hot dogs. Yesterday we said what's your favorite condiment to put on a hamburger, and I think it ended up being mustard or mayo was one of the top ones. And then today we're talking about the best side, which is baked beans or potato salads. So
tough choices there.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what we always do on the Wilson Medical Center question of the day. All right, well, we'll get you started with you, David. And today we'll be talking about chickens, and which kind of goes into what you will be talking about next week. But
yes.
Do the laws on chickens depend on where you live, where you can have chickens?
Yes, each town has their own rules about backyard chickens, and these rules can range from everything from how many chickens you're allowed to have, if roosters are allowed or only hens. And for folks that may not be familiar with chicken terms, roosters are males, which of course crow and can be pretty loud, so a lot of times you're not allowed to have them in town. And then hens are female chickens, and whether permits are needed for the chickens or their coop before you bring them home. And of course, before you bring home your chicks or adult hens, you'll want to know the laws, of course, where you live. And it is best to get them in writing, because sometimes laws tend to change, or it can be hard to track down who to get in contact with to find out the exact laws of your town.
Well, and like you said, roosters, for the most part, you can't have those in town. However, if you live out on a farm, do you need a rooster?
Yeah, you don't need a rooster in order for your hens to lay eggs. They'll lay eggs for you whether there's a rooster around or not. The eggs just won't be fertile if you don't have a rooster. So if you're wanting your hens to lay on eggs so you'll have chicks later on, then you will need a rooster.
And so, again, of course, most chicks, you know, hens, they live in coops, hen houses, I guess is what you could say. So how big of a coop do you need for hens?
Yeah, your chickens will need, of course, a safe coop to sleep in and lay their eggs in. You want this to be predator-proof so raccoons or dogs, other critters can't get in and make a snack out of the chickens. And you can build, buy, or repurpose a coop. But be sure to allow for about 3 to 5 square feet of floor space in the coop for each chicken. And chickens also like to roost at night, kind of get up above the ground. And you'll need about 8 inches of roosting bar space per chicken. And then one nesting box for about every 3 to 4 hens to lay their eggs in.
So speaking of eggs and the hens laying their eggs, when do hens start laying eggs?
Hens usually start laying eggs around 6 months of age and will lay on average an egg every day. So chicks are a lot of fun to raise and watch them grow up. But if you're wanting eggs right away, getting adult hens will probably be the better option for you.
All right. So how many years will hens lay eggs for? Because I know that's a kind of a big question. If you get a hen, you're obviously keeping them to lay eggs. So how many years will hens be able to lay eggs?
A hen will lay regularly for about 2 to 3 years. After that, her production will drop by about 20% a year until she'll stop laying altogether. However, with proper care and protection from predators, a chicken can live to be 10 plus years of age, but of course at that point, they're not laying eggs any longer.
Right, they're just kind of hanging out around the area.
Yes.
So do hens lay eggs year-round? Because that's kind of an important thing that people want to know about. If a hen lays an egg about once a day, you obviously want to keep that going, but do they do that year-round?
Well, during the prime, kind of spring and summer are the prime laying months. Good layers will lay, like I said previously, about an egg every day. No chickens or hens lay year-round. Once the days get shorter in length in the fall, they will start to molt, which means dropping their feathers and growing new ones for winter. So during molting, most hens stop laying during molt. The shorter days also mean they aren't getting the 14 hours of daylight needed to stimulate them to lay eggs, so you might not see eggs again until spring or not as many eggs a day. However, you can add a light to your coop to keep your chickens laying through the winter if you want to kind of try and keep those eggs year-round.
Right. So when you collect the eggs from the hens after they've laid them, do they need to be washed?
Yeah, so commercial eggs, of course, are washed before being shipped off to the grocery store. But eggs from your own hens don't need to be, and actually shouldn't be washed until just before you use them. And this is because every egg is laid with an invisible protective coating that can be referred to as the bloom. And this prevents air and bacteria from entering the eggs through the pores in the shell. And washing removes this coating, so it's best to save the washing for later. And when you do wash your eggs, just gently rinse them under warm water should be sufficient. But of course, sometimes eggs can be a little bit dirty when you collect them from the coop, so then you can just kind of spot wash them to get any manure or shavings or straw that might be stuck to them.
And do eggs need to be refrigerated for the most part after you collect them?
As long as you haven't washed your eggs, they don't need to be refrigerated. The bloom, which again is that protective coating that's over the shell, helps to keep the eggs fresh, and it will still be safe to eat the eggs even after several weeks out of a room temperature container that they've been stored in. An egg will keep longer in the refrigerator, though. So if you aren't planning on eating your eggs fairly soon, chilling them in the fridge is always the better option. Or I know for a lot of people, this time of year, their hens, of course, are laying a lot of eggs, so they're getting more eggs than they can use.
Right. So they're very active layers, apparently. So so that's pretty interesting because, obviously, like you said, by the time we get to the eggs, they've already been washed. So, yeah, they have to stay in the refrigerator. But right after they let the hen lays the egg, you're out on the farm, you don't have to wash them or put them in the refrigerator immediately. You can just kind of set them aside until you're ready to use them pretty much.
Yes, exactly. So I know some people, especially when they have a lot of hens, so they're getting a lot of eggs, they'll have a basket that they'll collect those eggs in, and then they'll store them in that basket, maybe on their counter someplace that is kind of out of the way, but also easy for them to get to, and then that also frees up more space in your fridge.
Right. And then when they get ready to use them, that's when they do wash them off so they'd be clean. Yes. That way you not have to worry about anything. Maybe that's already on there. Just kind of be safe.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So some good stuff there about chickens. And again, David Scrantz will have more about that next Wednesday, as she will be out at the ICC Fab Lab talking about chickens. And David, if anybody wants to sign up for that, or if they just would like to talk to you about what we've talked about today, how can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me by calling the Independence office. That phone number is 620-331-2696.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and take a break here in just a moment, but I'm just going to kind of come over to Kara Comstock real quick. And Kara, we're going to take a break here in just a minute, but what are you going to be talking about coming up here in the next segment?
Yeah, so I'm going to be talking a little bit about the 4-H side. So I'm the 4-H agent in Labeck County, and just hitting on kind of the chicken project and how that can be transitioned over to a 4-H project for local youth to get involved with.
All right, and we'll hear about that coming up here in the next segment at around 8:10. But we're going to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, again, we'll have Kara Comstock from Labette County 4-H. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day morning. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Green Side Up right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. And joining me in studio are David Scrantz and Kara Comstock from the K-State Extension offices. And Kara, before we get started with you again one more time, David, got some programs going on, correct?
Yes, we do. One of them is today. That's the Wheat Field Day at the Research and Extension Center in Parson, Kansas. Registration is open right now until 9 o'clock. So you can still make it over there in time. They'll have a lot of great information. They'll be covering today wheat varieties, as well as some information on soil health and a variety of other topics. And then next Wednesday, I'll be doing a workshop on raising chickens at the Fab Lab at the Community College in Independence. That will be at 10 a.m. and folks can attend in person or virtually. And following that, Wendy Powell will be doing a program on grilling meat and how to select meat to get the most bang for your buck. And then Holly will be following that with a little bit on food safety considerations as we're getting into grilling season as the weather's warming up now. And then next Thursday and Friday, we'll be doing youth tractor safety training from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, that is at the Southeast Research and Extension Center in Parsons. There is a $10 fee for that training to help cover materials, and also lunch will be provided both days.
All right, so some great programs coming up, including one today. So head on out there to Parsons. You still got enough time to get signed up for that program starting today. All right, and joining us here in studio, we have Kara Comstock from the Labette County 4-H. And Kara, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right, it's good to have you in studio today. And of course, David just talked about chickens. So what's going on over at the Labette County 4-H?
Yeah, so poultry is one of our great projects that our 4-H members can get involved in, and we've actually seen quite a bit of growth in the poultry project. So while it's great and families can do backyard chickens, whether you're living in town or out on a farm, that's also a great project to get your kids involved with. We see a lot of youth that maybe want to get some more responsibility and want to start in an animal project, but maybe they're not quite ready for that steer or pig or goat. So chickens is a great kind of smaller scale avenue for them to start out with to get a little bit more responsibility as they navigate into some of those bigger 4-H projects. It's also a great way that youth can start making a little bit of money on the side. So David talked about backyard chickens and raising eggs and how a lot of times we'll have a little bit of excess. And so maybe we'll see a lot of youth that'll start raising those eggs and selling those to their neighbors and family friends to help make a little bit of money on the side.
And absolutely. And eggs are always going to be in demand. So, and probably could probably even sell them a little bit cheaper than you would pick them up at the store. Plus, there's not much things better than farm from eggs, just almost fresh off the farm. There's nothing better than that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So, in the 4-H project, we have a little bit more diversity in the poultry project as well. So not only just raising laying hens that are going to be able to produce eggs, but we'll also have a lot of families that'll raise ducks and waterfowl as well, and also broilers, so meat chickens, chickens that are going to go and be harvested. David talked about some grilling workshops coming up, so seeing a lot of chickens that'll go be harvested to make fried chicken or grill on the grill this summer. And so those are some great ways. And youth can even take their broiler chickens or their meat chickens and take those and can make a little bit of money off those, putting them through a premium sale at a fair. I know the Interstate Fair here at Coffeyville offers a premium sale option for those meat chickens as well.
So that's, again, a lot of good ways to do that. And are there any kind of programs that, what's 4-H involved in as of right now?
Yeah, so we have several programs and projects going on, including poultry and all of our projects in general. So we're really ramping up and getting ready into county fair season. So there's a lot of projects being worked on, whether animal projects, indoor projects, several project meetings. Youth are out there finalizing their projects, putting the final details on, getting ready for county fair, working to learn the most about their project that they can. We have several statewide events going on, including summer camps are getting ready to ramp up right now. Several events at the state going on. We're getting ready to have a lot of judging clinics and just a lot of really great learning opportunities for these kids to get involved, get some hands-on experience.
And I know everybody's really excited about this year, because last year COVID canceled kind of a lot of things or pushed them to virtual. But it sounds like a lot of things are coming back and are going to actually be in person this year, which I know a lot of people are excited about.
Oh, yes, definitely. So we are in full swing of planning for, like I said, for camps, for lots of statewide activities as well as local activities. So our families and our youth are really itching to get out. We're very excited to see them. We're going to have several camps, like I said, at the state level and even at the local levels. So getting geared up for those. We're super excited to see all of our youth and our families at the county fair. And so I would encourage everybody, even if you're not involved with 4-H, come out to the county fair, see all of our youth and their projects that they've worked on. So all of our county fairs within the Wildcat District will be coming up towards the end of July and the first week of August, and all of those dates and event calendars can be found on our Wildcat District website.
And Kara, I know you're not on here often as some of our other agents from the K-State Extension offices, so just kind of let everybody know a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I grew up in 4-H programs, and so that's kind of where I got my start and my interest. And since coming to the Wildcat District, I've really enjoyed myself. Got to work with a lot of great youth and a lot of great families. So I do a lot with some of the livestock projects as well as leadership development events, and coach the district livestock team.
So, if Kara, if anybody's wanting to get involved in 4-H or that's in Labette County and would like to get a hold of you, or maybe you know about some programs that are upcoming, like you said, camps and other things going on, how can they contact you over there?
Yeah, so they can reach us at the Altamont Extension office. The number there is 620-784-5337, or find us online at our website or Facebook.
All right, so some great things going on, great camps and things coming up. And if you have any questions, just contact the Altamont office. They will definitely help you out what's going on over there with the K-State Extension offices and also 4-H as well. Lots of exciting things going on, especially since things are going to start to come back in person, which is, I know everybody's a little tired of virtual things. Everybody's ready to get back in person and actually hands-on things instead of just kind of watching TV, basically. So, all right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And David, one more time, if somebody would like to get a hold of you about anything you've talked about today, one more time, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me by calling the Independence office. That number is 620-331-2696. Or, of course, they can also call the Altamont office, and we're able to transfer those calls.
All right. Again, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you guys again here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day morning in Southeast Kansas.